KazooFest 2018 is taking place April 11th to the 15th and will be bringing music and art to downtown Guelph. This year's festival features performances by Beverly Glenn Copeland, Faith Healer, Elcon, Claremont II, Doom Squad, Witch Prophet, Whoopso, and much more, as well as visual art by Kendra Yee, Ken Ogawa, Ben Grossman, JG, and more. And don't miss the Kazoo Print Expo on April 14th, as well as the Night Market on April 12th. All access crony passes are available on Ticketfly.com for $65. For more information, including venues, accessibility, and the full lineup, visit kazookazoo.ca. Don't miss Kazoo Fest 2018, April 11th to the 15th. Sound of light.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is a special Kazoo Fest podcast episode of the Untitled Music Show today. I've got music by some of the performers on the Kazoo Fest lineup. I'll have more information for you after a couple songs here on CFRU.
I don't need your help. I don't want your help. Did this on myself, did this to myself, built this for myself. Don't say you can help, ain't nothing you can tell me about how I felt. Feel I can improve, who are you? I don't bump with you, I don't need your help, I don't want your help. Did this on myself, did this for myself, do this for my health. Who you giving hell? See, I'm doing well, never use the well. Got it for myself, God is in myself, do it for my... I'm changing myself. If a 40 lets me leave my liver, I'm checking myself, checking everyone else and deliver. Skin so not myself, then you watch your mouth. I'm not your nigga. Get mad at myself for being myself. Then I get so mad at myself for being mad at myself. Then I'm glad at myself. I ain't dead though in jail. I feel bad for they self, cause I'll never be myself. Hey,
do it for myself.
No one else. I bought myself a Sally, no one else. I put my fingers to the keys with help. It was up to me to turn it into wealth. Don't compare me, ain't like anyone else. I put my mind at risk with this. You gotta love it, rise above the critics, blogs, lanes, busters. Gotta think I'm ready for the fame at all. My time will come up when it's supposed to. How the hell I'm supposed to help them when I ain't even well off myself? God got me, y'all got me. Got me to y'all, sorry. Love myself is what life taught me. I am first is what life taught me.
Thank you.
lost the will to fight, searching for that place to call my own.
Yeah, I'm searching.
Yeah, my home.
CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. You just heard two artists that are going to be playing as part of the Kazoo Festival that's coming up very soon. Today is April the 6th. My name's Alex, by the way. I'm going to be your host until 6 o'clock of this very special Kazoo Fest podcast episode. The festival is happening April 11th to 15th. And the two artists that you just heard, that last one was Witch Prophet, and the song you heard is Manifest. And before that, we heard from Claremont II, from the album Lil Mont from the Ave. I played the track For Myself. And both of those artists are going to be performing at the E-Bar on Friday, April the 13th. Just having a look here. Witch Prophet is at 11. Claremont II is at midnight. You can check out more information about these shows, the entire lineup, all the details at kazookazoo.ca. And for today's episode, I'm going to be playing some more of the music of the performers that'll be playing at the festival. And I also have a condensed or shortened version of a live interview and a live in-studio performance from Innes Wilson, another one of the performers that'll be playing at Kazoo Fest that we did back March 27th. I hosted that. So I'm going to be playing clips from that to make a bit of a shortened interview. So you'll be hearing some of his songs performed live, but not technically live now. You get it. So I'm going to be playing a few more songs before that, and then I'll come back and introduce the interview. Up next, I have music by Moon King. The song that you're going to be hearing is called I've Stopped Believing. I think this is a new single. And just going back to the schedule here, Moon King is going to be playing on Saturday, April the 14th at 11 p.m. at the E-Bar. So again, kazookazoo.ca for more information. Here's Moon King on CFRU. You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. You're listening to a special Kazoo Fest podcast episode of my show today, featuring music by some of the performers on the excellent lineup that's happening April 11th to the 15th this year. Now, if you're not already familiar with Kazoo Fest, they're a new music series, an annual festival showcasing independent music and art. So there is pretty much something for everybody, as well as all the fantastic music that you can catch over those several days next week. There is a print expo, there's a night market, there's a pancake breakfast that normally wraps up the whole festival, where everybody is pleasantly exhausted and listening to some more great music before everything finally wraps up. In the background right now is Doom Squad. This is the song Apocalypso from their 2015 album Pageantry Suite. They're going to be playing the festival on Saturday, April 14th. You'll catch them at the E-Bar. Their set is 11:45. And I started the set off with music by Moon King with the new single, I've Stopped Believing. And that is, they're also going to be playing at E-Bar, the same show. Moon King will be playing at 11 with Doom Squad at 11:45. You can check out all these details, times, ticket prices, accessibility info on the website kazookazoo.ca. And then sandwiched in between those two tracks, one by Moon King, one by Doom Squad, we had music by the artist El Barbara's Black Space. They performed under the band Jeff Barbara for Kazoo Fest 2015 and were just amazing. So I would highly recommend checking out their show. That's going to be happening on Thursday, April 12th at the E-Bar as well. Just letting this track wrap up. So in a moment, I'm also going to be playing clips from a live interview and an in-studio performance from Innes Wilson. Innes is going to be performing at the Red Brick Cafe as part of the Kazoo Festival on Saturday, April 14th at 4 p.m. So we sat down and we talked about his new album that's coming out just after the festival. But he's going to have some releases available if you happen to be lucky enough to catch the live show at Red Brick Cafe. So I'm going to let you hear some of that now, and again you'll be hearing some of the songs that he played for us in studio, and then I'll be back for some more music for you after this on CFRU 93.3 FM. I'd like to start by introducing our performer today, because although Innes has been a vital member of the Guelph music scene for many years, newer listeners might not be so familiar with his work, due in part to his unassuming nature, as well as a lengthy hiatus in his musical career. Innes Wilson has been a prolific songwriter, making music in bands and under monikers since 99. So one of his most notable bands, Innes Wilson and His Opposition, which included members that would later go on to form the band Whoopso, released two folk rock albums to critical acclaim between 2008 and 2011 on Out of Sound Records, a DIY record label that Innes has helped run since the early days. So then a six-year hiatus from music, which only recently ended in 2017, marked by the release of his solo EP, Bedford Hills. So Innes is here in the studio to play some of his newer material and answer a few questions, and hopefully we can get to know him a bit better. Innes, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So I only touched on a few of the many interesting highlights from your career, so I'm hoping we can get into more of those details as we talk today, starting with some exciting news. You've got a brand new record coming out very soon, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. April, sort of around the same time as Kazoo, but around April 20th, we're releasing my new record. It's some songs that I've had around, and I actually wasn't going to release them. And I had some support from some friends and some people in Out of Sound that said I'd be crazy not to release them. So pretty excited. I'm passionate about these songs, and I've wanted people to hear them. So I just need that little push.
And what can you tell listeners? Like, we're going to be hearing some of, like, a sampling of that new album very soon. What else can you tell listeners about it? What does it sound like?
Well, it's quite different than Bedford Hills EP, which I released last March. I would say it's more true to what you would see me do when I perform solo, when I perform live. It's really just me, tenor guitar, my voice, and harmonica. It's very stripped down, very honest, very sincere, simple production, and it's just sort of will fit well with the way I'll be playing and performing and touring.
The songs are beautiful. They seem
thank you
particularly special, because it looks like they were written during a time when you'd taken a step back from music as a profession. Did you know at the time that you would return to music one day, or was this supposed to be an indefinite hiatus? I'm wondering if there was a chance these songs would actually go unreleased.
I think there was. I think I got to a point where I definitely felt that I would not play music at all and not release music. Just because of, you know, the demands of what I was doing with my career. And I think I wanted to. There was a lot of desire to release music, because I kept writing and I kept recording on weekends or recording on free time, because it's just part of my nature. So I think there was a short period of time where I for sure thought I was never going to return to music, and then I think I started the desire and the urge to make music outweighed that and helped me to make a decision and sort of change my career path a little bit.
Well, we're thrilled that you were finally able to release these gems. Do you think we could hear one of those songs now?
Sure. I will play a song called "Have a Drag." I wrote it probably quite a while ago. I like it. It's simple, but it tells a story, and a very sort of kind of Guelph-like story for myself and the way we used to live, and you know, having a love that you meet and spend a lovely time with them. So. This is the opening song on Northumberland Slums.
Great. So live in studio on CFRU 93.3 FM, here is Innes Wilson performing his song, "Have a Drag."
Took to get there. Take another drag,
from your cigarette. And I think the hours left there are like the leaves of the trees just waiting for autumn.
Innes Wilson with a live performance of Have a Drag. That's off his upcoming album, Northumberland Slums. Thanks for that. That was lovely. Sounding great.
Thanks.
Coinciding with the April 20th release of this album, you've got a few shows lined up. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm, as a good friend of mine says, I'm hitting the old dusty and I'm heading out to New Brunswick. I have an opportunity to play Flourish Festival. That's in Fredericton. And I've also been invited to play a Quality Block Party. I don't know if I'm necessarily allowed to announce that just yet. I don't think they've announced that, but...
We won't tell anyone.
And then I think we're going to put in a couple extra shows in there. I am going out east with fellow label mates, Whoopso. And we're also going to probably do a little bit of recording, maybe at Construction and Destruction's place in New Brunswick. So pretty exciting. And it'll be a very busy April for me.
Yeah, because you've also got a show coming up as part of the Kazoo Festival later in April.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I'm just looking at my info here. It looks like Saturday, April 14th at 4 p.m. You're playing the Red Brick Cafe. Are you hoping to catch any of the other shows at the festival?
Yeah, it's right now it's super overwhelming, but there comes a certain point, I think, when it is Kazoo Fest that you... kind of can make your schedule, like how you're gonna see this band and then step out and see another band. So I know that I'm gonna be doing a lot of walking,
mm-hmm.
And then I also will be volunteering as well, so I've got to fit that in too.
If folks want to check out the lineup as well as those details for Innes Wilson's show, you can go to their website, kazookazoo.ca. Are you going to have any physical copies of the new album at your Kazoo show?
Yeah, I'm going to make a point. It comes out on the 20th, but I'm going to make sure to either have CDs or cassettes available for the kazoo crowd. I'm really excited to be playing kazoo. It's been a long time since I've played a kazoo show, and then to be included or to be invited to the festival after such a long hiatus, I'm just really honored and flattered. So I want to make sure that I have, you know, some physical copies.
So a treat for the audience before the release date. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. How else can people get a hold of your new record if they're not fortunate enough to be at this kazoo show in April?
You can get pre-orders right now on either my Bandcamp, which is Innes Wilson, or Out of Sounds Bandcamp is pre-ordering as well. I'll probably throw some cassettes and CDs up so you can order them on Bandcamp. And then on the 20th, it should be available to stream on whatever people prefer, whether it's Spotify or Apple Music.
Can you talk about it, what the recording process was like for this album?
So pretty much throughout my entire musical career, we've just learned to record things on our own. And I have a studio, and I had this studio set up during my entire hiatus. So if I had those moments or that time, I would just go up and record. And so these are just really just home recorded songs, and they're kind of recorded over a period of time. They weren't just sat down and recorded all in one shot, and I think that shows in the record for sure. There's a good variety of kind of tones and qualities, which I wanted the record to really highlight, that it's kind of a snapshot. So they're really just home recorded songs. And when I started toying with the idea of never releasing these, like I said, I had support from Out of Sound, and they said, mix them, master them, and release it. So I did that. And Andy McGoffin was kind enough and patient enough to work with my home recorded files from my studio, and he polished them up, and they're listenable now.
The lyrics are often quite poetic and often seem very personal. Can you say, like, what inspires you? If a lot of it comes from personal life or other experiences?
Sometimes I'm a storyteller, and I'm just telling a story or something I'm imagining. Which I think is kind of a weird way. I know there's a songwriter I really enjoy, a Toronto singer-songwriter that does the same thing and will just kind of create fake worlds. So I think listening to the songs, a listener might think that I'm writing all from personal experience, but they're actually, some are kind of fictional and some are real stories. And what inspires me is I think the sound of the strings, the melody, and where I'm at. So if I'm going through a difficult time, or feeling anxious about something, or enjoying the moment, like that, the pristine, winter mornings when the snow is on everything and nothing's been touched and the light's just glistening. You know, that to me is music, visual music. Mm-hmm. And I try and capture that. A summer day, just those sorts of things. And then with the people interactions, and that sort of makes the music visually for me. And then I just try and express that.
Would you maybe want to play us another song at this point?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
All right. What do you got for us? What are you wanting to play?
I'm going to play another one off Northumberland Slums, These Trains Keep Going.
These Trains Keep Going. Great. So, again, live in studio on CFRU 93.3 FM. Here is Innes Wilson.
By the weight of these old wounds, drift upon these winds. Sound can't travel further. Oh, once it leaves your lips, what did you want to find? Oh, deep inside his soul, what did you want to find? Oh, deep inside his soul.
Innes Wilson performing live in our studio the song These Trains Keep Going. You can find that on his upcoming album, Northumberland Slums. Thank you again. That's sounding lovely.
No, no problem. I did put on my harmonica for those people watching at home who are like, why didn't you play it? It's because I did not adjust it.
Oh, so we missed out on some harmonica.
Yeah. And on the album, I don't have harmonica, but when I play live, I like to add harmonica for a little bit more texture, you know. So it's unique to live performances is the harmonica.
So you're telling us that we'll be able to see and hear that if we're at the kazoo show that you're doing. Again, for folks listening, or if you're just joining us, Innes Wilson will be performing as part of the Kazoo Festival on Saturday, April 14th at Red Brick Cafe at exactly 4 p.m. Maybe not exactly. The new album, it sounds quite different from your 2017 EP, Bedford Hills. You'd mentioned like Northumberland Slums is more like lo-fi bedroom recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Bedford Hills, the very first record that marked your return to music following your hiatus, they sound very different even while sharing one of the same songs. That would be a familiar sound.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a new direction for one of the albums? Are you trying a different approach? Or why would you say that there's such a different sound between those two?
Like I said, Adam Warren, a good friend of mine, he's a producer. And I know him from touring both The Opposition and his band, which is called Glory Glory, a great, great Halifax band. We toured together, and if you know his musical stylings with that band and kind of where they started going in their direction, I would say that when we collaborated together, that's sort of the product of the two bands meeting, or the two songwriters meeting. So it's very much a collaboration, really. Obviously, he's hired to produce, so he had that influence. But we worked together on what we liked and what we were enjoying. And I would say, like, it's poppiness and it's a little bit more uplifting, just lent to sort of, I think, the way we melded together our two songwriting styles.
But it's Northumberland Slums that is a bit more similar, I guess you're saying, to your live performances.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. It's just exactly as you're going to see me. There's a few backup vocals and a bass keyboard in there somewhere, and tambourine and shaker. But it's really, really true to a live solo performance.
So now that, as I said, you've returned to music, you're writing music for your solo records. How has it felt coming back after so long away?
Terrifying, absolutely terrifying. I played my first show live. Last show I played was in 2013. I was invited to go down to London and open up for Walrus. And then in June of last year was my first show since then. So 2013 to 2017, I was terrified. I didn't think I could stand up in front of people and play. I didn't know if I had it in me to do it again. But I did it. I pushed through and got it. I still get probably more nervous than I did before once I get, my feet a little bit more wet. But it was a big jump. It was more difficult than I like to admit.
So that first show back was just last summer.
Yeah.
I recall.
Yeah.
You're often described as reclusive. I think that shows up in press releases or the bio that comes with your music. Why do you think that is? Why do people describe you that way?
I think I really pick and choose which shows to go to based on my responsibilities with my career. I also have a lot of hobbies, not just music. And so I think I'm not and I'm also not the best socialite. So I, if I do go out, I might not necessarily be the chattiest person in the room. So maybe that's where that comes from. I think I kind of associate with it, but I think it's more of a label that other people have attached to me. And I just kind of probably associate it with and just not necessarily being out in, in the scene as actively as I think most people or other musicians.
So with maybe being a bit of a quieter individual who is selective with the events that you go out to, does it take a lot to get up on stage then? Or is that something that now, I know you said it's terrifying just being back, but once you're back in the groove, is that something that just, is it pretty easy to do? Or is it, I'm thinking as maybe myself as a shyer individual, that would take quite a bit for getting up on stage in front of people.
It does take a lot. I think it takes a lot even if you're seasoned or comfortable with it. Things can go wrong, like not having your harmonica in the right spots to play it, and even if you play a lot, you're used to having these little mistakes, like even if a string breaks. Like when we were at Halifax Pop, we a lot of people were excited to see us, and I think we got two songs in and I broke a string, and just the band had to kind of cover up, and then I was tuning and I think that string broke, and then it was just one of those moments. So I think that's it. Like, you're always going to have to think about, maybe you shouldn't think about what's going to go wrong, but it does take a lot for my personality, but I think a lot of people they probably were as worried about the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you've got a tour coming up as well out east.
Yeah.
So I hope that goes well for you, especially as this is the first one after quite a while.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I guess after the tour, what's next for Innes Wilson?
Well, I have another record that I'm working on to follow this up. Believe it or not, I might release it in October, or I might release it in December. And then after that, another record. I've the record that I'm working on right now is all new material, and the material that I have to record next is all new material. So I guess I've just got a lot to say and a lot to share, and I'm just excited to the songs are kind of just pouring out of me right now.
Well, we're glad that you have a lot to say. We look forward to hearing more from you, and I'm assuming that people can check out that music as it comes out on Bandcamp. Is that right?
Yeah, I will make sure that it's out to the college community radio. It will be if you're a fan, just follow me on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and I'll be slowly documenting the process for everything.
Great. Well, we have a little bit more time. I would love it if you wanted to play another song. We've also got some of your music, the recorded versions that I'd be happy to play, depending on how you feel.
Well, I think I've got the jitters out now.
All right. Good to hear.
And I didn't get a chance to play the harmonica yet. And I know I kind of sound checked in here with a harmonica, so it would probably be a shame if I didn't play the harmonica, right?
Wonderful, yeah, it would be a shame. What song are you going to be performing for us?
Well, this, like you mentioned, this is the song that is featured on both albums, and it's called a Familiar Sound. It's about writer's block. It's about making music and no one listening to it, and the way I'll perform it is the way it'll be on Northumberland Slums.
Perfect. Okay, so here is Innes Wilson performing his song A Familiar Sound.
Girls and guys in the band, there's nothing to write, so I carry on and I write these songs. We sing along, 'cause a perfect song isn't love, but it's a ghost in my mind. And I scour and I cower from words in my mind. And I look to the shadows and the shapes in the dark, give me a fright, but there's nothing that I haven't sung. We sing along, 'cause a perfect song isn't love, but it's a ghost in my mind. And I scour and I cower from the words in my mind. Wearing out these frets. familiar sound, like the sound of my heart singing aloud. We sing along, sing along, sing along, sing along.
CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. We're back to the live version, April 6th, of the Kazoo Fest podcast episode. You were listening to clips of an interview and live performance by Innes Wilson that we did March 27th, as Innes is going to be performing for the Kazoo Festival on Saturday, April 14th, at the Red Brick Cafe. So today's show has been just a little sampling of all of the amazing artists that are included on this year's lineup. One of the shows that I've been told is going to be very special that I haven't mentioned yet is the one happening on Saturday at Dublin Church with Beverly Glenn Copeland and Indigo Rising, with Whoopso opening for them as well. So that's happening with, again, Saturday, doors at 7 p.m. You can check out all of this information, all the times, ticket prices, everything at kazookazoo.ca. I'm going to be signing off for now, so thank you for listening. My name's Alex. I'll be back next week, Friday at 5. Faith Healer is going to be playing us out with the last song. They'll be performing at the E-Bar for the festival on Thursday, April 12th. Yeah, again, check out all that info, kazookazoo.ca. Here is the song by Faith Healer called Until the World Lets Me Go. This is from their 2015 Cosmic Troubles album.